Coach Jim Scanlon here. First of all, Coach, congratulations. That was a hard-fought battle. Sure wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. But anytime you play another team within our league, you know it's going to be like that. But we talked about it after the second period. He said anything worth attaining is never easy. You know, so we got to go out there and earn it. And I thought we deserved it. I thought, for the most part, we were the better team. But that's hockey. You know, it's 0-0 going into overtime. And we kept saying it's not going to be pretty. Doesn't matter how it goes in, as long as it goes in. And I'm not even sure how it went in, Kelly, but obviously a big goal. Now we get to play for a championship.
I think it was a five-hole goal for Abby Haluska. I know all day your team had been trying to get something past Polesny. And finally found that. And Abby Haluska has kind of been snake bit over the course of the season. It was nice to see her get one in, but Lydia Passholt set her up perfectly.
Yeah, a great play by that line. You're exactly right. Just really, really happy for Abby to see her get one like that, because you're right. She had some in the third period, a great look, and then a couple rebounds, and she just stuck with it, but the whole team did. You know, we just talked about playing with poise, playing with confidence, wanting the puck on your stick in that situation. And hats off to Lauren Bench, played outstanding for us. It was a hard-fought win, but I thought a very deserving win for us.
Coach, talk about the player of your defense, too. I know Lauren only had to come up with 23 saves, but your defense had some key plays there, especially against that Himlarova. Clara, she had a couple of good looks for St. Cloud State. Luckily, you guys won't have to face them tomorrow, but you'll have to face a different opponent. First, talk about the defense of your team today.
Yeah, I thought they played well. You know, I thought we had a great, great first period, Kelly. We came out, did everything we wanted to in terms of our start, playing on our toes, getting them on their heels. And unfortunately, we got nothing to show for it. You know, I think the attempts were 24-8, shots were 10-1, and it's 0-0. We talked about that. That's hockey. But, you know, the important thing is to keep playing the same way. But I thought we got a little loose in the second period, turned the puck over a few too many times, gave them outnumbered rushes. They had about three of them there in the second period, and that kind of changed the momentum a little bit of the game. And now, obviously, it goes into a third 0-0. Now it's anything can happen. But I thought all seven defensemen did a really nice job, blocking shots, making plays to get the puck out of the zone. They were certainly a big part of holding that team to zero.
I knew that special teams would kind of be a factor here today. WCHA play, it typically is. Talk about, you don't see often a team get called for a penalty in an overtime, but kudos to St. Cloud State's penalty kill on that.
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously a penalty should be a penalty. And that doesn't matter the time of it. And we felt there should have been a hooking on Reese Hunt late in the third. I thought our first power play was really good. The first period, we were moving the puck around, created some really good looks. I thought we weren't as poised as we should have been in that overtime power play. I thought we tried to, instead of taking what they give us, I thought we tried to, you know, we were trying to stick handle through people. And we had one pretty good look there. You know, Paluzny made a nice pad save, but I thought for the most part, again, it's we haven't a couple practices since we've last gotten on the ice with them. But we need to play more like the first power play than we did the second power play. Penalty kill was outstanding, though. Talk about special teams. Our penalty kill was really, really good.
It was excellent, as it has been all season. Now tomorrow, you don't know who you're going to play until after this next game, Minnesota State versus Duluth. That could be another tight game. Minnesota State's been playing some good hockey. Duluth, same story.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I just assumed if we win, we play at 4 o'clock. But Jen Flowers just reminded me, no, it depends on who wins, because Duluth will play in the 4 o'clock game. They're the host team. So if Duluth loses this game to Mankato, we would play Mankato at 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So we won't know who we play and when we play until the game's over.
Okay, that makes things a little bit interesting. How do you plan for something like that?
Well, you just, you know, just sit. We'll just, again, we'll enjoy this one and we'll sit back and watch this next game. And whoever we play, you know, we're playing for that trophy, which is really, really exciting.
Could be fun. Congrats again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. We'll wrap things up. Again, the Beavers get to play for a trophy tomorrow. How exciting is that?